You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Aloha.
Tere.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Crypto and Blockchain Talk, the weekly podcast where we try to educate you on everything surrounding cryptocurrency and blockchain. What I wanted to focus on this week was about blockchain and the industry of luxury goods. And the way I thought I would ease into this podcast is kind of set the scene. And I want you to imagine that the new fashion season has arrived. And you open up the pages of the recently printed magazine, and after breathing in the smell of the ink and paper, and you see those new little Jimmy Choo shoes or that new jacket, leather jacket from Gucci for men, you see yourself wearing these items and paired up either with your little black dress or with your new Armani jeans, but there's no price in this recently printed magazine or even brochure. And there's not a website that you can order these clothes or shoes from. So you open up your laptop or your phone and you type into Google new Jimmy Choo shoes or new Gucci jacket. And right away you get an advertisement to click onto a website that sells those very same shoes or that very same jacket. And it gives you, the buyer, a 60% off coupon. Well, you can't believe your very luck. But you think to yourself, wait, that website is not a website you've ever heard of before. And what if it is too good to be true? Well, e-commerce stores can be built fairly quickly. I can build one myself in about 2 hours, if not less. Scammers can build very authentic looking sites filled with fake comments and feedback about their products and delivery, and they lure people in with cheap prices and great discounts. But there's a high probability that all the products that they are selling are incredibly fake, and they are probably counterfeits. And the buyers themselves, people like you or me, will receive cheap counterfeits. That is, if we receive anything at all. Now, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, has found that almost 2.5% of all global imports are fake goods, losing the industry around $450 billion a year. The picture that you see on the website can actually be copied from the original manufacturer's site, but what you receive will be completely different. If you are shopping downtown at a back alley swap meet, you know you are likely buying fake goods. After all, how promising is it that you are buying a Prada jacket for $20 or $30 in the back end of Beyond? Or how likely is it that you'll be purchasing an original Mona Lisa painting for $50 on the streets in Paris? Yet on the internet, scammers are able to create quite convincing images of their honest and trustworthy e-stores. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is being done about this? Now, different government agencies around the world, as well as luxury brands, have been fighting this problem for years and spending millions of dollars to secure, and in some cases, restore a luxury brand's reputation. One of the main aspects of blockchain technology is the ability to bring transparency to different industries. Blockchain technology gives you the means and the possibility to see the entire life cycle of a particular product. For example, if you wanted to know about the composition of a couture dress from a company that claims that they make it from different materials that come from all over the world, such as cotton from Egypt, silk from China, a specific designer fabric that's made only in Argentina, or buttons that are made by one small company located in Monaco, it would be simple, because the blockchain can help customers and stockists see exactly when and how all the pieces come together. And it also gives the designer of the dress the ability to add a personalized secret message to the new owner, describing the inspiration of the dress or about the process of creating the dress. Supply chain tracking is one of the largest and best use cases for blockchain, being built on technologies like VeChain and Origin Trail. Now, there's one specifically for luxury brand management, and it's called Adyen. And I hope I'm saying that correctly, because I don't know this company, and I just picked them out because I thought it was a great use case. Adyen, which is spelled A-R-I-A-N-E-E, is an incredible new service that allows blockchain-based authenticity and establishes a trusted relationship between brands and their loyal customers. Their blockchain is fully GDPR compliant and therefore will not compromise the personal data of their clients. We have done a podcast on GDPR, so if you would like to log on to cryptoandblockchaintalk.com, you can actually see the GDPR podcast there if you would like to listen to it at your leisure. Through the use of serial numbers, NFC technology, and ERC-721 tokens, an owner can verify the authenticity of an item. It also allows for easy communication between customers and the brands for any later questions and service needs. Think of an ERC-721 token as a certificate of authenticity that can be exchanged along with the item when sold to a new owner. While Adyen is a novel new approach, one of the most trusted corporations in technology has also entered the playing field. IBM has announced a new product called TrustChain, which is aimed at supply chain management and authenticity for jewelry companies. TrustChain's first partners are Asahi Refining, Helzberg Diamonds, and the Richline Group. Several companies are investigating funding luxury blockchain projects of their own. An organization called Farfetch created an accelerator partnership called the Dream Assembly, which includes brands like Burberry and 500 startups. Other major brands like L'Oreal, Sephora, Nike, and Westfield have launched startup accelerators to examine blockchain-based supply chain apps, which are custom-tailored for their exact needs. Now, not every luxury item needs to have every step recorded and accounted for. Not everyone can afford expensive luxury items. And in addition, not everyone has the time to read through long blockchain records. Sometimes you as a consumer just needs to know if it is good or not, authentic or fake. While most supply chain companies focus on the broad appeal to several industries, there are a few niche experts that focus on one thing and one thing only. Verisart provides authenticity for fine art. They have been around for several years, providing certificates for works of art, both old and new. Bitcar is a platform in development that allows you to obtain fractional ownership in exotic cars. Their token, which is aptly called CAR, or C-A-R, is a stable coin that is linked to the U.S. dollar, which is used to purchase partial ownership from auctions of Lamborghinis and other exotic car types. Strangely, their roadmap anticipates the platform being launched in Q1 of 2019, but it does not anticipate their first exotic car sale until 2024. Both Everledger and VeChain are offering authenticity verification for fine wines, which is innovated by San Francisco's-based ChaiVault. There are many other players entering this growing space of verification and blockchain. And the reason is that for luxury brands, customer relationships are one of their highest priorities. They rarely trust third parties with their most valued customers' data. Innovative companies like Raketa Watches are already recording physical goods on the blockchain and helping the fight against counterfeit products and their distribution. Blockchain also provides an accessible record that will be around 50 years from now. Getting the correct information on a vintage luxury item can be close to impossible. The brand's website will not have any photos, documentation, or perhaps even a mention of the entire line that item is from, depending on how long ago it was made. Locating an old magazine for information so that you can get something about that item? Good luck. Blockchain-based applications can and will have all of the information about that product, including the origin, the production year, the store where it was bought, and through the transfer of ERC-721 tokens, it will also show how many owners it has had. Once this information has been recorded on the blockchain, it cannot be altered or deleted, and you have an honest record you can count on. Let's look at the diamond industry, one of the most known luxe industries that are out there. It is estimated that approximately $13 billion worth of rough diamonds are produced every year, and jewelry sales continue to grow, currently being worth around $72 billion. Blockchain-based companies like Rare Carat and Everledger have joined the piracy and counterfeit fighting club. Rare Carat is a search engine that is specialized in the market of diamonds and engagement rings. They don't actually sell the diamonds themselves. They just provide the ability to easily find what you are looking for. Sellers keep their prices low in order to appear higher in the search rankings. It also assists people by helping them find fair retailers that do not use counterfeit or blood diamonds. They also provide the option to search on their site to learn about a diamond you already own. By providing the GIA report or a web link to a diamond for sale, they will look into it and give feedback. And a real human gemologist will review your links, up to 5 per day, which is their limit, all for free. Everledger, on the other hand, has teamed up with several companies to provide extensive information, not only about diamonds, but also colored gemstones, precious minerals, metals, fine wines, art, luxury goods, and insurance options. Through each step of getting diamonds from the mine to the final purchaser, a record is created on the blockchain every time it changes hands or locations. They call this process the Diamond Timelapse Protocol. Everledger has been selected by the World Economic Forum to be included in its prestigious Technology Pioneer list. In wrapping up this podcast, I just want to say that blockchain technology will bring much needed transparency and security back to the luxury items industry. Eliminating counterfeit products completely is almost impossible, but it is hoped that blockchain can significantly reduce their universal presence. Stealing and attempting to resell expensive products will become meaningless due to the fact that all of the information is written on the blockchain and visible for anyone who scans the code which is attached to the product. There are already some companies that are utilizing this technology, but it is still in its infancy. To achieve an international scale, it'll take much more time and effort, but the building blocks have been laid. This has been Crypto and Blockchain Talk, and we love having you as our listener. And every week we have a new episode which is released on cryptoandblockchaintalk.com. Please feel free to download our whole entire podcast series and listen at your own leisure, whether you're in the bath, at the gym, or washing your dog. You can also download this podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean. And again, we would love to thank you for listening to this week's podcast and enjoy having you as our listener next week. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.